Welcome to the GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most exciting and practical topics in the whole specification, Topic 1.2, Spotting a Business Opportunity. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or another board, this topic is absolutely fundamental. It underpins everything else in business studies, and examiners absolutely love testing it. So let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how businesses identify customer needs, how they use market research to reduce risk, what a gap in the market actually means, and how to write exam answers that earn maximum marks on this topic, right? Let's get into the core concepts. Section 1, Understanding Customer Needs. Every single business starts with the same question. What do customers actually want? Sounds simple, right? But this is where so many businesses and so many exam candidates go wrong. Customer needs fall into several categories. First, there's price. Customers want to feel they're getting value for money. A budget airline like EasyJet built its entire business model around meeting the need for affordable travel. Second, there's quality. Customers want products that are reliable and durable. Think about Apple. Customers pay a premium because they trust the quality. Third, there's choice. Customers want variety. Supermarkets like Tesco stock thousands of products precisely because different customers have different preferences. Fourth, there's convenience. Customers want things to be easy, whether that's location, opening hours, or online availability. Amazon became the world's largest retailer largely by making shopping as convenient as possible. And fifth, there's customer service. After-sales support, warranties, and helpful staff all matter. John Lewis built a legendary reputation on this. Now here's the key exam point. A business that genuinely understands which of these needs is most important to its target market has a massive competitive advantage. Examiners will credit candidates who can link a specific customer need to a specific business decision. For example, if a question gives you a scenario about a new coffee shop, don't just say they need to meet customer needs. Say, the business identified that local office workers prioritize convenience and speed, so it introduced a pre-order app, reducing waiting times and increasing customer satisfaction. That's the kind of developed, contextualized answer that earns marks. Section 2, Identifying a Gap in the Market. A gap in the market is a customer need that is currently not being met or not being met well enough by existing businesses. Spotting a genuine gap is the holy grail of entrepreneurship. Let me give you some real examples. James Dyson spotted a gap in the vacuum cleaner market in the 1970s. Existing Hoovers lost suction as the bag filled up. His bagless cyclone technology solved that problem. He went on to build a multi-billion pound business. Innocent Drinks spotted a gap for healthy, natural smoothies in the 1990s when the market was dominated by sugary, processed drinks. They launched in 1999 and were eventually acquired by Coca-Cola for hundreds of millions of pounds. Now, how do businesses actually spot these gaps? There are several methods: observation, watching how customers behave and what frustrates them, personal experience, noticing a problem in your own life that others probably share, market research, systematically gathering data about what customers want, an analysis of trends, spotting changes in society, technology, or demographics before competitors do. For your exam, you need to be able to explain not just what a gap in the market is, but how a business would go about identifying one. Examiners award marks for developed explanations, not just definitions. Section 3, Market Research, Primary and Secondary. Market research is how businesses gather information to make better decisions. It reduces risk. It helps businesses understand their customers before spending money on products or services that might not sell. There are two main types, primary research and secondary research. Primary research means collecting new, original data directly from customers or potential customers. Methods include surveys, asking a set of questions, usually via questionnaire or online form, interviews, one-to-one conversations that give deeper, more detailed responses, focus groups, small groups of people discussing a product or idea, giving qualitative insights, observation, watching how customers actually behave in a shop or online, and trials or experiments, testing a product with a small group before a full launch. The advantages of primary research are that it's specific to your business, it's up to date, and you control exactly what questions are asked. The disadvantages are that it can be expensive, time-consuming, and if your sample size is too small, the results may not be representative. Secondary research means using information that already exists, data collected by someone else for a different purpose. Sources include government statistics, such as those from the Office for National Statistics, trade journals and industry reports, competitor websites and annual reports, market research companies like Mintel or Euromonitor, and internet searches. The advantages of secondary research are that it's usually cheaper and quicker than primary research, and large amounts of data are available. The disadvantages are that the data may be out of date, it may not be specific enough to your business, and the accuracy can be uncertain. Here's a classic exam trap. Candidates often say primary research is always better than secondary. That's wrong. A small startup with limited funds might rely heavily on secondary research to understand the market before spending money on expensive surveys. Examiners will credit candidates who can evaluate the appropriateness of each method in context. Section 4, quantitative and qualitative data. This is a distinction that often catches candidates out. Quantitative data is numerical. It can be measured and counted. For example, 60% of customers said they would buy a healthier version of our product. This is useful for identifying trends and making statistical comparisons. Qualitative data is descriptive. It captures opinions, feelings, and motivations. For example, customers said they felt the packaging looked cheap and didn't reflect the premium quality of the product. This is useful for understanding why customers behave the way they do. Good market research uses both. The numbers tell you what is happening. The qualitative data tells you why. Section 5. Understanding the market. Before a business can spot an opportunity, it needs to understand the market it's entering. This means knowing the market size, how many customers are there, and what is the total value of sales in this market. It means understanding market share, what percentage of total sales does each competitor hold. It means identifying trends, is the market growing, shrinking, or changing? And it means segmenting the market, dividing customers into groups based on age, income, location, lifestyle, or other characteristics. Market segmentation is particularly important. A business that tries to appeal to everyone often ends up appealing to no one. By identifying a specific segment, say, health-conscious millennials aged 25 to 35 with disposable income, a business can tailor its product, price, promotion, and place much more effectively. Now let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes candidates make. Exam tip number one, always apply your knowledge to the context given. This is the single biggest differentiator between candidates who get top marks and those who don't. If the question gives you a scenario, say a new gym opening in a small town, your answer must refer to that specific context. Don't write a generic textbook answer. Write about that gym, those customers, that market. Exam tip number two, know your command words. State or identify. These are one or two mark questions. Give a brief, direct answer. No explanation needed. For example, state one method of primary research. Answer, survey. That's it. Explain. This is where you need to develop your answer. Use the structure, make a point, then explain the impact or consequence. For example, conducting a survey would allow the business to gather specific information about customer preferences, which would reduce the risk of launching a product that does not meet customer needs. Analyze, go further, explore the implications, consider different perspectives, use data if provided, evaluate or justify, make a judgment, weigh up the evidence and reach a conclusion. Examiners are looking for a clear, supported viewpoint. Exam tip number three, don't confuse primary and secondary research. This is one of the most common errors. Remember, primary is new data you collect yourself. Secondary is existing data collected by others. A survey you design and send out is primary. A government report you read online is secondary. Exam tip number four, avoid vague answers. The business should do market research or earn zero marks on its own. The business should conduct online surveys targeting its core customer segment of 18 to 30-year-olds to find out whether they would pay a premium for an eco-friendly product reducing the risk of a costly product launch failure, that earns marks. Exam tip number 5, evaluation questions need a conclusion. If a question asks, do you think market research is always worth the cost? Justify your answer. You must reach a verdict. Don't just list pros and cons and leave the examiner to decide. Say, overall, I believe market research is worth the cost for most businesses because the cost of launching a product that fails is likely to be far greater than the cost of the research itself. However, for a very small startup with limited funds, free secondary research may be a more appropriate starting point. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these questions out loud. Question 1. What is a gap in the market? Pause for 5 seconds and answer now. Answer. A gap in the market is a customer need that is currently not being met or not being met well enough by existing businesses. Question 2. Name 3 methods of primary research. Pause and answer. Answer. Surveys, interviews, focus groups, observation, and trials or experiments. Any 3 of these. Question 3. What is the difference between quantitative and qualitative data? Pause and answer. Answer. Quantitative data is numerical and measurable. Qualitative data is descriptive and captures opinions and feelings. Question 4. Give 1 advantage and 1 disadvantage of secondary research. Pause and answer. Answer. Advantage. It is cheaper and quicker to obtain. Disadvantage. It may be out of date or not specific to the business. Question 5. What does market segmentation mean? Pause and answer. Answer. Dividing the market into groups of customers who share similar characteristics such as age, income, or lifestyle, so the business can target them more effectively. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread that section of your notes before your next revision session. Retrieval practice, testing yourself without looking, is one of the most powerful revision techniques supported by research. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Topic 1.2 is all about how businesses identify and respond to opportunities in the market. The key ideas are, first, understanding customer needs, price, quality, choice, convenience, and customer service. Second, identifying a gap in the market, a need that isn't currently being met. Third, conducting market research, using primary methods like surveys and interviews, and secondary methods like government statistics and trade reports. Fourth, understanding the difference between quantitative and qualitative data. And fifth, segmenting the market to target specific customer groups more effectively. In your exam, always apply your knowledge to the specific scenario given. Use command words as your guide for how much to write. And always reach a judgment in evaluation questions. That's it for today's episode. You've covered some really important ground, and if you can apply these concepts confidently in your exam, you'll be well on your way to a strong grade. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.